Please go ahead. This afternoon's conference call is now being recorded.
Thank you ever so much, Tim. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the first GNSO New Meeting Strategy Drafting Team call on the 9th of April 2015. On the call, we have Volker Greimann, Sherry Stubbs, Rafik Damak, Bill Drake, and James Liddell. We received no apology from today's call. And from staff, we have Marika Koenigs, Gisela Gruber, and myself, Natalie Peregrine. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you ever so much, and over to you, Volker.
Thank you, Natalie. This is Volker speaking. Thank you all for attending this session today, and I'll move straight along to the second part of the day, the confirmation of the role of the drafting team, the proposed timeline. As you know, the meeting structure will be changed in the coming upcoming year, so we will have three different formats of ICANN meetings, a short, standard, a medium, and a long format, and I believe the short format will cause us the most discussion and pain because it will drastically require a change of what the GNSO and how the GNSO Council does its business. Our role as a drafting team at this stage is to, at least in my understanding, is to draft a proposal for the Council for a schedule or draft schedule for the upcoming meeting structures for all three meetings and propose that to the Council for a vote or a decision by any other means. However, I would be interested in any other opinions as to the role of the drafting team. I would like to open the floor at this time. Marika, you have your hand up?
Yes, Volker. So this is Marika. My understanding as well, and indeed eventually it may get to a vote, but my understanding was as well that as a first step, we would indeed prefer a skeleton schedule for the three meetings that we would indeed take back to the Council to at least get their endorsement on that, but that as a next step, it would actually be shared with all the SOs and ACs for further conversation to make sure that there's no conflict or unnecessary overlap with how other groups may be scheduling their meetings. And again, I think it's especially probably relevant in relation to meeting B, as I think time is expected to be carved out for inter-community work, which I think, or my understanding is at least, joint meetings with other groups, cross-community working groups. And of course, we'll need to make sure that, those events are scheduled at the same time as other SOs and ACs are planning those so that there's no conflict. So I think one objective could be to indeed have such a draft available to be able to share that with the different groups in Buenos Aires. And, for example, it could be a topic of conversation for the joint meetings that the GNSO has, for example, with the GAC and the CCNSO. And based on the feedback that is received from those groups who I suspect may also be looking themselves at how to organize themselves. The drafting team may need to reconvene and take that input into account and come up with a kind of final schedule that then indeed may be officially approved, I guess, by the GNSO Council.
Thank you, Marika. As for the timeline that we're looking at, Marika, you're very right in stating that we should have something for presentation by the time of the next Buenos Aires meeting, and we should be able to have a final version, at least in my view, at one of the telephone conference meetings between Buenos Aires and Dublin, so that by the time Dublin rolls around, we're on the safe side of having a plan of how to proceed with the schedule of the GNSO Council and the entire GNSO by the time the next year meeting rolls around. Marika has already been so kind to prepare a draft document, which I would like to ask you to just present and say a few words on each of the meeting proposals, with a focus, of course, on the short meeting, and that should form the basis for our discussion for this meeting, and let's see where that takes us. Marika?
Yes, it is, Marika. So this is a document that was shared with you, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago. the first time, and now I shared it, I think, yesterday with a slightly updated format with a possible draft schedule for completing as maybe a work item for the group. But basically what the document tries to do is, first of all, summarize for each of the meetings what the objective is based on what was in the meeting strategy working group final report. But you then see below, and you can follow me along, I'm sharing my screen, or maybe you have your own version open, is then what I did, I basically copied from one of the recent presentations that Nick Tomasa gave to the different groups on how they expect the format of the different meetings to look. So I basically copied and pasted that, and what I did is that I added, and then you can see in yellow, for A and C, what the current format is, or at least the current structure of GNSO-related meetings. And then for meeting B, I just put in some things based on, I think, input that was received in, I think, the discussions in Singapore and the desired objectives for that meeting. I put in some suggestions there that may form a starting point for the conversations for this drafting team. So what I did then as well, I said, I added a kind of table that is the idea is that it's a kind of block schedule, so we could give in more detail information on what we expect to be scheduled on each day in the different time frames. Again, with the idea being that this is something we may be able to share then with all our SOs and ACs, so it's easier to see, where there's potential conflict or potential overlap in similar kind of meetings that are being scheduled. And again, for meetings A and C, I'm basically following the format as we currently run GNSO-related meetings during ICANN meetings. But, of course, that's not to say that needs to stay as is. My understanding is that as we move to a new meeting strategy, it may also be an opportunity to reconsider whether any of the meetings or way we run GNSO-related meetings is still the most effective or efficient way, or whether there should be changes we may want to consider or think about. So again, I think meeting A is basically fairly similar as the current normal ICANN meeting runs. It's a 7-day meeting. I think if you look as well at the way the format is proposed, I think it follows very much in line as how we run our meetings. Day one, Saturday, Sunday, I could see the GNSO working weekend sessions. Monday is a welcome session. I think the difference from a general perspective is that I think the idea is that there would be two public forum meetings, one on Monday and one on Thursday. So I think that's one of the innovations for this particular format. Number of high-interest topics expected from Monday, which is also similar to how the meetings are run today. What I've missed is, from our perspective, we typically have our joint meeting with the CCNSO at the end of Monday, which in the new format I think everyone has I think it's pretty successful, and it's probably something worth pursuing. That's also the view, of course, on the CCNSO side. We do sometimes have as well, face-to-face meetings of either working groups or cross-community working groups that may take place in parallel to some of the meetings on Monday. Tuesday, intra and inter-community work, SOAC reports to the community. Again, there may be high-interest topics or a GDD track that's run during that meeting. And of course, from the GNSO perspective, that is the day when the stakeholder groups and constituencies organize their respective meetings, as well as possible meetings with the board or other groups that they may have scheduled. So Wednesday is pretty similar. I think something new is foreseen is the SOAC reports to the community. I'm not really sure how that will exactly look, if that follows the format, which I think today has been done in more in the form of presentations or slides that have been made available. But there may be a specific session that they're foreseeing that will be given to the broader community. There's also inter and inter-community work foreseen. And again, I think from the GNSO perspective, that's typically face-to-face working group meetings that take place on Wednesday mornings. And then in the afternoon, there's, of course, a GNSO council meeting. And then typically late in the afternoon, there are sometimes as well some working group meetings that take place. And then the Thursday meeting is board meeting, public forum, high-interest topic, and wrap-up sessions. And again, that's where the GNSO typically has its wrap-up meeting, and we sometimes have as well in the mornings some face-to-face working group meetings or CWG meetings. This is actually the six-day format that maps to how the current ICANN meetings are run. Now moving on to meeting B, and I think as Volker already mentioned, this is, you know, really different from how, you know, her meeting is structured. And the idea is that it's really focused on SOAC and board work, with, you know, the first day being a day focused on community outreach. And again, I think there's some conversation that the group may need to have on what you understand to be outreach. So I think it's in the report it was defined as activities that are conducted by SOAC groups or cross-community groups with the intention of increasing awareness and interest in ICANN with individuals and organizations outside of the ICANN community. These activities are consistent with ICANN's function and mission. And in ICANN's global multi-stakeholder model, policy is developed in a bottom-up fashion, a process that is enhanced and strengthened by reaching out to external communities, educating them about ICANN, and encouraging them to participate if they wish. So basically, the format for the B meeting, as it's called, is a four-day format. So where, I said, the first day, Monday, is intended to focus on outreach. And, you know, some suggestions I had put down here, I think based on conversations, is that, you know, this could consist of specific GNSO outreach-related activities. For example, you could think of, you know, a GNSO newcomer session similar to the ones we currently run in webinar format, which could be, you know, combined with a stakeholder group and constituency intro meetings, and, you know, possibly also specific, you know, policy updates or introductions to policy topics that the GNSO is working on. And I think one thing you may want to think about as well is that, you know, is that a whole day meeting, or for example, you know, could you structure that meeting in such the day in such a way where, you know, the morning is really focused on induction, you know, training, education, and for example, the afternoon could be, you know, practical experience or you know, participating in certain efforts such as, you know, stakeholder group or constituency meetings whereby newcomers are specifically welcome to, you know, observe and see how those groups actually work and how they can participate. But again, I think that's one of the main elements you as a drafting team may want to think about on how that should look. And again, this is probably also an area in which, you know, close coordination will need to happen with other groups, you know, to see what they are planning with regard to that, because I don't think either that we're looking at a competition between the different groups in attracting volunteers, whether these should actually be, you know, maybe ICANN-wide sessions like they're running the newcomer sessions at the moment, you know, possible with, you know, specific tracks that could focus on, you know, different SOs or ACs. But again, I think that is one of the ones where further thought probably would need to go into on how that could look and as well how that would be most, you know, efficient and effective from a GNSO perspective. And day two is intended to focus on intra-community work. So again, you know, one option here could be that would be the GNSO policy session, similar to, you know, the updates that are now provided over the weekend. Joint sessions with other SOs and ACs could be part of that. Day three is a similar format that could, for example, you know, focus on stakeholder group and constituency policy sessions, you know, cross-community working group face-to-face meetings. And then day four is inter-community work. So again, the suggestion here would be that could be, you know, working group face-to-face meetings or joint sessions with other groups. And maybe as a closing meeting to close off the four-day event would be maybe a GNSO or council meeting that kind of wraps up and you know, basically prepares well for the next meeting. And again, I mean, I left this empty as I think this is the one where, you know, your input is really needed to start trying to fill out how that may look, you know, from a kind of 90-minute block at a time each day perspective, and that may, you know, provide us with some further details on how such a meeting could look. Then there's meeting C, which is the annual meeting as we currently know it. So the proposal is that would be a seven-day meeting, with 2 days dedicated to inter-community work, 1 day dedicated to inter-community work, 1 day dedicated to internal SOAC work, CC interaction or both, 2 days dedicated to public forum, AGM, opening session, high-interest topics, and 1 day for wrap-up meeting activities. So again, here I looked at what they had put together from a meetings team perspective. I can just scroll it down better. So you see here as well, I think for the first 6 days, from my perspective, at least looks pretty similar as how the current meeting is run. And as such, I've mapped that as well with, you know, the meetings as we currently run them during an ICANN meeting. The main difference seems to be the day seven, which is the Friday, and what I've added for now, but again, you know, of course, this is all open to discussion, is, you know, we typically run at the end of the annual meeting the Genus of Council Development session as an induction session for new council members. And as I understand it, we're planning to continue that going forward. So that could potentially be the activity for day seven, and, you know, specifically focus on those new council members that take a seat at that meeting. And again, what I did, I just you know, filled in the time slots based on, you know, how meetings are currently run. But again, just want to note as well that, you know, these are just suggestions based on current practice, and it's of course up to the drafting team to update that as you see fit. So I think that's in a nutshell what I've tried to put together in this document. And of course, if you think another format and another way of approaching that would be more helpful, so of course up to you to decide.
Thank you, Marika. Very nice presentation of the current state of affairs. I see that there's a queue building with the James at the front, but I would like to ask everyone to just raise their hands in the Adobe so we can get a good discussion going. James, go ahead.
Is there a queue, or is it just me?
Currently, I said it was building, so it's currently you. So I hope somebody else will raise their hand after you.
So that was optimism that it was building. So I just wanted to extend my thanks to Marika for her for presentation and providing an overview of the meeting structure. Just a thought here as we get started at the outset of this project. You know, I understand meeting A, we probably don't have to put a whole lot of brain cycles into meeting format A because it's what we know and love today. Meeting B, I think everyone has identified, is going to be the challenge because we're supposed to be smaller, lighter, and more streamlined. And so shoehorning in the council's work there is going to be challenging. I just want to point out that meeting structure C may also be, I don't want to overlook the potential that meeting structure C may also be problematic for council meetings as they stand today and even adding a development session. And the reason I say that is because I'm concerned that meeting format C, which we also have never tried and is unknown to the community, will fill up with 7 days of actual sessions and community work, and what we will end up doing is we will get back into the practice of having 2-day GNSO council meetings prior to that 7-day format, and meeting format C, at least for those participating in the council sessions, would, you know, grow to become a 9-day meeting. So I think, like, I guess we should probably keep that in mind, that those days that we have earmarked there for council development and the 2 weekend sessions on Saturday and Sunday, they may not be open the way that they are now in meeting format A, and it may be we may be facing some difficult decisions with that structure, just as we are with B, as to how much of the council traditional council work we can cut in order to squeeze it into that format. Thanks.
Thank you, James, for raising that. And I think I'm putting myself in the queue here so we can go on without a break. One thing that we also need to consider is to avoid as much overlap as possible. And I, as you said, James, it's very important to understand what the non-GNSO council parts of the meeting structure actually mean and how they are filled with information at that time, because we may learn that there will be certain slots that are of interest to the members of the GNSO Council or the GNSO in general that would then overlap with certain sessions that we have carved out for ourselves. So, for example, looking at what we have before us here in the meeting C, the wrap-up session on Friday, That can mean a lot of things that would be in the interest of the council to attend, and the council at that time is not present. And if genus or leaders are not present because they are taking part in the council development session, that may be to the detriment of the councillors. So we really need to understand what these other parts, bells and whistles, mean before we go into the finalization. But in general, for meeting C, I would agree that the structure here would probably work. With meeting A, I had one concern, which was that the face-to-face meetings of the working groups were now limited to the Thursday. Just scroll up to the schedule there. Thank you. No, I meant the timeline, actually, the next page. Yes, whereas currently we also have these meetings on Monday, the working group meetings, having them all, Wednesday, sorry, having them all focused on Wednesday would mean that there would only be three separate slots, according to this schedule, that could be filled with working groups, and as many members of the council and many GNSO members are double-dipping into many different PDP working groups and other working groups at the same time, this might cause some overlap that would be very desirable to avoid. So maybe filling up some of the time on Monday as well would be beneficial to just remove the stress of having everything in one day. I'll stop here and yield to Rafiq.
Thanks, Walker.
Now we can read.
So just trying to see how we can maybe... Can you hear me?
Yes, very. Thank you.
So I was saying... So I was saying is we're thinking how we can really proceed in more, maybe to find out progress quickly, because I understand that we have people have several concerns, whatever it's meeting A, B, or C. But if we can start, for example, to categorize which session we think that we need to have in every meeting. I guess, for example, the GNSO council session is something that we cannot really drop. We have a list of the must and then the nice to have and so on, and we can work in for each meeting, and it will make things more easy to add or drop. Or I think it's an opportunity really even to rethink the structure of what we have now, for example, the weekend. Should we kind of rework the working weekend session we have? Should we just keep them as it is and so on? So if we can start by trying to see what we can, what we want to achieve in each meeting. It'd be nice to have and work around that. I see that will really help us to start moving around the blocks. So we have this draft from Marika. It's very helpful, and then we can start categorizing this session.
Thank you, Rafiq. Good points there. I think it will be essential once we start to get this ball rolling and the discussion on these different topics going, that we have a categorization of what we deem to be most important, less important, and nice to have. But I would like to try to keep this session today as a mere overview so we can get all up to speed and see where we are at and get a basis of the discussion going, so to speak. And next up, I have Marika and then Bill. Marika, go ahead, please.
Yeah, so this is Marika, and adding on to what Rafiq said, I think something you may want to consider as well, in addition to Adid, identifying, you know, what you must have or is nice to have, you may also want to identify, you know, what are meetings that shouldn't be scheduled at the same time. And again, thinking of, you know, when you share that with the broader community, so that, you know, it becomes clear as well that, you know, if there is a genus or council meeting, it shouldn't conflict with, you know, public forum or a board session, or, but basically as well that that would allow the kind of mapping against proposals from other groups to say, oh, well, we actually said that, you know, for these meetings, we shouldn't have conflict with these types of sessions, but we actually see that there is a conflict. So we'll need to, you know, work together to see if there's a way to, you know, avoid that conflict. Because, again, I think it goes partly as well to the point that, that James was making. I think, you know, at least from my perspective, I don't think the idea should be, or hopefully won't be, that indeed we move, we have to move the genus or council weekend or genus or weekend sessions, you know, to even before that 7-day meeting. But it should be, you know, part, if we believe that is an important part of the genus's work, that should, you know, remain as is, and I think from my perspective does fit within the framework of the meeting. But indeed, it would need to be made clear that those sessions cannot conflict with, you know, meetings that GNSO participants are also expected at. And again, I think that goes back to the whole idea that, and that's maybe something to think through as well, on how best to do that coordination with other groups to make sure that there's the least amount of conflict. But I think the same also applies even within the GNSO, because we've also seen, for example, where, you know, stakeholder group and constituencies may schedule their meetings throughout the week, that they sometimes also conflict with, you know, for example, GNSO working groups. So I think a way of trying to find as well if there's a better way of structuring or organizing that planning where, you know, maybe we need to carve out as well certain time slots where we say, look, you know, those are specifically, you know, for stakeholder groups and constituencies to have their specific, you know, workshops or, you know, interest groups or, you know, however those groups are organized to have their session, to try as well to avoid that they overlap with, you know, other GNSO efforts. And I think, you know, that, to comment as well on the point you made earlier on Volker on the A meeting, maybe having more working groups meetings on Monday. Again, there the challenge is that currently Monday is scheduled as, you know, high interest topics. So there are often topics on the agenda that everyone wants to, you know, listen to or participate in, which sometimes makes it hard to schedule working group meetings. So again, if we want to have more meetings there, we really would need to carve out time and make sure that, you know, that will be a slot where, you know, maybe it's the same slot where other groups then have their intra-policy activities, so that there's no direct conflict with certain sessions that, you know, everyone is expected to attend or participate in.
Thank you, Marika. I'll go straight to Bill and then James.
Thanks. Actually, what I was going to ask really kind of connects with what Marika was just saying. You know, this is very helpful with what we've got right now, but it's also, for me, very hard to get my head around the flow, because a lot of people in our community and me personally do more than just going to GNSO-related stuff. And if you can't kind of, like, get a visual on what all the other parts of ICANN are doing at the same time, it becomes very hard to think about how the time could be optimally organized. So I was wondering, you know, because we do want to de-silo as much as we can, too, I think. Is there any version of this, Marika, that the staff have done that expands beyond the four? I mean, you've got, like, the four tiles under each day that are related to GNSO. So is there a version that also would show, like, what's going on in other parts of ICANN land with the GAC or others, how their schedules might align alongside these, so that we could look at this more holistically rather than just within our own tunnel?
Okay, I'll do something else that I, from what I said before, I'll yield to Marika before I go to James. Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, this is Marika. Just to respond to Bill's question, as far as I'm aware, not yet, but I'm assuming, and I think for some groups, you know, they are basically in the same process as we are, trying to come to terms with, you know, what will happen in 2016 and how that, you know, will align with their schedule. So my assumption is, and the hope is at least, that by Buenos Aires we'll be able to compare notes and at that point be able to, you know, put the different maps together and hopefully sort out, you know, to avoid it or have the least amount of overlap. But I'm not aware of any other groups already having, you know, something like this in place or kind of finalizing how they think it should look. I think we're all a little bit in the same situation and following, I think, the presentations that Nick Tommaso gave at the last meeting. I think now everyone is starting to think about and realizing that this, of course, is coming sooner rather than later.
Right. Okay, just to make the obvious point, I mean, there's always the risk that we could go down the road a bit, sort of building this on a standalone basis, and then when we start to see what other parts have got going on, we realize, oh, my God, there's all kinds of conflicts, and we have to realign everything we just did. So trying to work holistically from the front end, I think, or at least establish some kind of back-and-forth communication on that, I think would probably be helpful, because otherwise we could end up burning a lot of cycles that then have to be reburnt. I'm making an obvious point, but anyway.
Point, I think we currently have a situation where this train is rolling down the tracks and that we have, let's say, 10 different engineers trying to build their carts, their wagons for that train, and in the end we'll see if these fit together once we reach the station that we have to. So, yes, we should coordinate at some point. We should first have an idea of where we think we should end up or which way we want to design our wagon, so to say, before we contact the other groups. Otherwise, we will be left with metal thumbs. James, go ahead.
Hi, thanks, Volker. And just kind of building upon comments from Marika and from Bill, you know, I think that the reason we have a weekend session was because the council was fairly confident that there would not be any conflicts with other community events or sessions on the Friday or the Saturday and Sunday prior to an ICANN meeting. And I think that that's changed in the interim, and now that we do actually have conflicts on the weekend. So I just would, you know, go back to the statement I think that Bill made, which is, you know, understanding what other groups are doing and what all the moving pieces are is going to be important. And this is why I'm more concerned about meeting structure C than B, because meeting structure A is normal. Meeting structure B, well, worst case scenario, we fall back to adding a day in front of meeting structure B if a four-day meeting becomes a five-day meeting and everybody grumbles, but we make it work. Meeting structure C, however, I don't think we can assume that those extra days that we currently have allocated as weekend sessions actually belong to us. And I think that we're going to have to figure out what we want to accomplish in those days and what else we can reasonably expect will be in conflict with those days, because I don't think we can lay claim to them. And Marika's got her hand up, so hopefully she's going to prove me wrong.
Yes, thanks, James. Marika, go ahead.
Yes, it is, Marika. I'm not really sure if I can answer to James, but part of my perspective, I think, as well, is putting your claim there and saying this is what we understand, you know, is a first step in making that claim. But indeed, looking at Saturday and Sunday, I mean, it does clearly say intra-community work, which I think, you know, is what the GNSO weekend sessions are. But indeed, as you said, it also now has outreach and newcomers. I mean, newcomers is currently already there on Sundays, and those, you know, typically run in parallel to, you know, the sessions we have. You know, specifically targeted at people that, you know, are there at their first meeting and their interest sessions that are run. So that's something that's already happening. But indeed, the outreach one is where we have seen certain meetings being scheduled on the Saturday, where indeed that conflicts with some of the work we're doing. And the question is, indeed, is that something that is, you know, acceptable, desirable, something to be avoided, or is there something that we can accommodate, for example, in our planning of the weekend session that would make that easier as well? So again, I think it really goes back to the conversation with the broader community, and I think as well the, you know, holistic approach, as Bill has referred to earlier. And, you know, one of my suggestions in the chat was that, you know, maybe a next step could be as well, in parallel to us looking at this, is for the drafting team to actually reach out to the different SOs and ACs to just inform them of, you know, this activity that has started within the GNSO, and that, you know, the intention is to, you know, share at least our thinking with the other groups, you know, in view of making sure that, you know, we can synchronize and avoid conflict, and also ask at the same time, you know, how other groups are approaching it. Because maybe there is a way that we can already, at an earlier point in time, you know, connect with the different groups and their planning, or, you know, share notes. Because, you know, as you said, Bill, you know, maybe if we can share this format with, you know, another group that's already doing it in one of the other SOs and ACs, maybe that will help their thinking as well, or, you know, may help them say, oh, let's not, you know, do anything on that day, because actually then we're already out of sync with the GNSO. And I also had a specific question as well, because indeed, if the idea is that we, you know, have this ready for sharing, you know, with the broader community in Buenos Aires, should we foresee a kind of planning working sessions with representatives from the different SOs and ACs to just, you know, try and see, can we bring this together, and how are other groups thinking about this? Or maybe it doesn't necessarily need a session, as I know that there are a lot of meetings already being planned, or maybe that's something that shortly after Buenos Aires could happen as a kind of, I don't know, I don't want to call it a cross-community working group, but maybe a cross-community drafting team that kind of brings indeed all those pieces together.
Thank you, Marika. Yes, I think that would be probably a worthwhile session to schedule for the meeting in Buenos Aires. First, it's always easier to meet face-to-face and get obstacles out of the way that way, and that way we could also have all groups present their current thinking on how they would structure those days and try to figure out how to avoid as much conflict as possible. Yeah, I see the queue has emptied. Does that mean nobody else wants to raise their hand at this point or wants to make a contribution? I think we have heard a lot that we need to let sink at this time. James stated in the chat, and also very eloquently, that we will probably have to look at meeting A and B as well as meeting B. So I might have been wrong in an early assumption that we will only focus on meeting B for maybe 80% of our time. I think we should have consider all the impact of what the new structure means for every meeting structure, not just meeting B. Might have underestimated that. Really, no one? Okay. In that case, I would just like to move on to number 4, which is to confirm the next steps and the next meeting slot. I would like to lead into that with just a brief comment that I've assumed the role of interim chair as my role as the vice chair of the GNSO Council, but I would like to see a discussion of the leadership for this group if deemed necessary by the members. So essentially, would you like to elect a chair, or should we just continue on this informal basis? James, you have your hand up.
Hi, Volker. You know, I would prefer that we keep this lightweight and informal, and if you are willing to serve as an interim chair or facilitator or whatever, I know that you have some absences planned and that, you know, others on this group or Marika perhaps can be, you know, impressed into service to keep the work going. I don't think we necessarily have to get formal and have a chair, vice chair type structure. I think that we can, we're all veterans here, and I think we can work it out.
All right. I just would like to raise the topic so we can decide on how to proceed if we want to keep this lightweight or formal. So I would be happy to continue on this role if we want that. Yes, so I'm seeing no one in the queue, and Bill says I should continue. Thank you, Bill. The next meeting, I think we probably want to have a doodle poll coming up pretty soon to just confirm the availabilities for the next meeting. I have noticed that there is one conflict with a group that I also have to attend in the future with this time slot that we have right now, which would be the EPIS Award selection group, which is having their call at the same time that we are having this call. So I would prefer rescheduling. However, I will not be there for the next 4 weeks due to parental leave and travel time. So if you wanted to meet in that time at this slot, as me being the only one that would have a conflict, would be free to do so. Any opinions on the progress next meeting schedule? I'm not sure if we actually have a weekly meeting for this group, but I think we should have some regularity, so I would personally suggest to at least have a bi-weekly call. Marika?
Yeah, this is Marika. I'm just wondering whether, you know, I know we usually have calls to make progress on certain things, but I think as the main task is to try and fill in the framework, whether some of that we can actually start doing on email and, you know, try to actually do that, you know, before we have the next meeting. Because, as I said, I think that's probably the main assignment we have at the moment. I think people were supportive as well of you know, reaching out to the different SOs and ACs. I'm happy to prepare a draft for that, and if people think it's useful as well to at least, you know, tentatively box some time in Buenos Aires, I can also assist with that. But, you know, maybe we can indeed then try to see if, you know, schedule time in 2 weeks' time, and then we can do a doodle poll to see if we can find an appropriate time that works for everyone. But maybe with the idea that we actually try to do work on the mailing list I don't know. I don't know if we already have people that are willing to volunteer to, you know, make some edits or add to the draft that I circulated as a first step, or you know, whether you would like me to start putting in some ideas and have people comment on that. Just trying to see what will be the most effective way of moving this forward instead of, you know, showing up in 2 or 3 weeks' time on the next call and then realizing that we're actually at the same spot where we were today.
Thank you, Marika. Bill raised a good point in the chat that we will probably have to have something to work with in 2 weeks. So basically, the question of whether we need a meeting in 2 weeks probably depends on the work that we get done in the meantime on the mailing list. I see your hand is up as well, Bill, so go ahead.
I was just going to suggest as a way to get started that I would indeed support the wonderful tradition of staff taking a first crack, and then we all dump on Marika and tell her what's wrong with it. Because I think if we wait for each of us to initiate that, that might not... I think everybody's so maxed out with so many things that, Marika, if you're able to give us some initial things to bounce off of, pro and con, that probably would help the process along.
You're an evil man, Bill.
Well, I've been honest, Ben.
Yeah. So, Marika, would you be willing to take your first crack of that at that? And
this is Marika. Yes, no problem. If I can, maybe I only suggest that instead of in 2 weeks' time, we actually try to schedule the next meeting in 3 weeks' time, because in 2 weeks' time I'm actually traveling that week. So that would be the week of, is it the kind of the 27th of April.
All right. Any objections? Hearing none, I would say that this proposal has carried. Well, that ends our schedule. I would like to thank all participants who were able to make the time despite conflicts. And I saw, Rudy, that you had a conflict here as well. So... thanks for bringing that up. Thank all of you for your active participation and for your willingness to volunteer on this work. And I would like to give the remaining 12 minutes back to you and use them wisely. Thank you very much.